Hello, hello. Today is the second day of July in 2008. Spokesman is Konrad Schnitzler from Berlin. I just want to talk a little bit about sounds and noises and let's say also about silence and no silence and about solo tracks. And so coming just to this word, what means a solo track, what I'm doing very often for doing afterwards with the solo tracks, composings. And when I was asked in the past how I listen to sounds and silence and how I record this, I always explain my first experience with sounds and silence. There is not any silence on earth. This is what the first of all I have learned. You don't find any place where there is really silence, except they build some special places for it. But I don't mean that. Just whatever surrounds you, there is always a sound. And there are more different sounds and single sounds. And this is what I'm working a lot with solo tracks, single sounds. So let's see how to listen to a silent or a single sound, or what do I feel, how do I react to the sound, what do I want to make with the sounds, what is my intention to compose with. I started around in 1967 to think about putting sounds together. I was sculptor, I was artist in a different way. I have nothing to do for my time with what you can say around with sounds. You know, other people say it is a musician who makes music, but I don't talk from music, I just talk from sounds, what keeping together. Like you go on the street, there is a car noise, there is an airplane crossing you, there is a dog who barks, there is a bird who sings. These are all different single sounds, but coming together by chance, or sometimes, if a composer does this, by a composing idea. And this is what I think that I want to a little bit reflect on. What means a single sound for me? The single sound, for an example, is the sound, let's say what I told you, of a bird, or of the cock crow in the morning. The birds were piping, the kids were running around and laughing. And these sounds are always interesting for me, you know. Just also in the beginning, with the idea of cluster music, I created this word. Comes from the American or English word cluster, written by C, which means a lot of sounds coming all together in one hit. And most of this was, I was interested on this kind of doing, and I just never want to make music with melodies and the rhythm to it and harmonies and 12-tone keys and etc. etc. I did later something of this, but the idea of cluster, and we call it cluster in Germany because it's written with a K and it sounds also a little bit different than cluster. First of all, at the time I changed it to a K, we didn't like so much the American way because there was Vietnam, and also in this time we had Red China with the Red Book and the Permanent Revolution, and this was also fading over to the artist world, and I was artist in this time, so it also hurt me what was going on by changing the art by let's say on the very end we say everybody is an artist, everybody could do what he wants, and my creation, what I am, what's still in the world, what I'm still working on, is this what I say with cluster. Cluster is a little bit an unround word in Germany, in German language. It is, you know, it's not a fine word. It's something like, you know, and it's nothing really what you can sing. And from this, I'm coming, and with this, I'm still working. People asked me last time about the Küster group, but I don't want to talk all about this because it's a long time ago. I don't remember what's going on in the last 40 years, you know. I'm just glad that I can stay today and I can do these things what I'm doing today. But I'm sure I was following my ideas of Küster music. I'm not always calling it, or if I'm meeting with my friends, we don't go in somewhere in a space and say, okay, we are today Küster group. We just have something like an agreement that we don't make melody music, or we just want to produce sounds, and composing this together without a composer, just everybody keeps together and looks that he can make different sounds to the in opposite to the other musicians there. Not talking from musicians, talking from noisemakers. Okay, this is where we are standing now. And there is, by the way, there is not much to say. Maybe I just come a little bit to the fact that I do not going out anymore out of the house. I don't do concerts outside. I have found in 1970 the way that I put my single sounds, my solo tracks, to a cassette, to more cassette than 1, 2, 4, 5, 10 players, and I could create with this sounds new composings. I could give a concert with this idea, with a mixer and this cassette players. Today we do all this idea we do with CDRs. I have a lot of CDRs with single tracks on, and I don't give not only my friends, my audience, the possibility of collecting. I give them also the possibility of composing, of putting sounds together. Instead, they have to make them by themselves. They have it on a CDR, but then comes the composing act to put this sounds what they have together, and also is a communication act. If you have four friends, all of these friends have a stereo and have a CD player, and they have a CD from my work, solo tracks, that I can come together somewhere in a small or a big space and can make there with this solo tracks they have bought from me concerts. And this is allowed, and this I force this, you know. And also, if somebody wants to have a concert from one man to compose all this together, construct it together, so I have two conductors in the world. It's one, it's Jen Ken Montgomery in the States, and here is Wolfgang Seidel, Wolfgang Sequenza. I worked a long time with him already together. He makes the concert in Europe, Asia, or wherever. So this is just the whole secret behind what I'm doing. There is not, you know, art is secret not anymore. It is no a secret what we do. And people ask me what it's art. I say to shit in the corner of a round room. You know, art is always this what you maybe cannot think, but then if you think it out, then you can do it already. Okay, that's it. You know, I think I'm already on the end, you know. And maybe small impressions of this, how I came to the idea of not making melody music, just making sounds. There are several points. I always wanted to play an instrument, but I couldn't. Nobody allowed it to me because I said I cannot play, and I have not to touch the piano, I have not to touch a violin or a cello. So it means the violin is something like a holy instrument for people who knowing something from the music, from the music what has to do with notes and all this what keeps together. And I was the meaning, we take the violins, and that was already first in the year of, let's say, 1967 around, you know, had these ideas, and we forced it all already. We did it at home with more than one or two or three or four people. They all have, we bought this violins on the flea market, and then we played crazy around. But we didn't want to make music in the old kind of thinking. We just want to make noises with, and we did. And this is, and so also we had in the early Kluster group, cello and violins and things like this, to play with and on, to make just noises with. And to it came then the electric equipment, what gives us all these possibilities of echoes and loudness and special, if you, let's say, put a violin with a microphone into an amp and it comes a crazy sound out on the end of the speaker. Absolutely different than if you hear normally. Yes, I think I said everything already. And so, is there something left in my brain? Not forget, I'm an old man, you know, and I forget everything. I'm just holding my brain what's today and have nothing much left from the past. And I'm just always living in today. I don't live in the future. I don't like to live in the past. I'm just living every day like he is. Like, what can I do? Do I have a sound? Can I construct something? And what everybody knows in between is that I sell my own CDRs myself. People writing to me by the internet, by my email address, and asking for my list, and I give them the list, so they could buy from me the CDRs I have here in my stock. And that's all. That's the whole secret. So, dears, I hope everybody has a good time. Bye-bye from Konrad.